48 past the hour, Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Yes, you are.
You get two, Pashman. You got Springsteen.
That's
and
pretty awesome.
Zevon, Zevon. Many of you have probably begun planning your weekend, and we here at Morning Sedition want to help. Now in the studio is a man known to spend an inordinate amount of time pondering subjects, both large and small. So much so. Okay, so much so, folks, that we've decided it constitutes a philosophy, okay, and which is what we call Pashman's Rules. Please welcome Dan Pashman.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Did you just bonk the mic with your head?
It moved on its own. I did not touch it.
Were you all excited about the Zevon Springsteen, you know, Matrix?
I was pretty excited. That was intense.
All right, so here we go. Now, Thanksgiving tomorrow. Big plans. Big plans. Now, what's Lewis and Linda Pashman from New Jersey got planned?
Well, first of all, my mom's already ordered a 25-pound turkey for six people.
So what are you guys going to just, you know, going to eat and then take a break and then eat, you know, two or three breaks?
Yes. Well, one of the keys, you know, is to eat your Thanksgiving dinner early enough in the day so that you can fall asleep, wake up, and then eat again.
I think that some people feel that is true. And dessert? Or do you save dessert for that? Do you eat dessert again, too?
I would always rather have another handful of turkey than a slice of pie, but you can't have dessert at that later time as well.
All right, so I think I feel like we have a lot of things to cover. First, but now you mentioned pie quickly. What are the desserts at the Pashman household?
Well, I think my mom gets a pumpkin pie because she feels obligated to, but no one ever eats it.
I love pumpkin pie.
Well, I'll bring you the leftovers.
Okay. So I need 4-day-old pumpkin pie. That's great. That's nice of you. All right.
I'm looking out for you, man.
Sure, man. Yeah, maybe I'll bring you something.
No mince, Pashman?
Sorry?
No mince?
Mince? What the hell
mince
is that?
Pie, man.
Listen, one of the first things that I'm going to say about Thanksgiving is my philosophy is stick to the basics.
Mince pie is a basic.
I don't do mince pie.
Turkey.
I love mince pie.
Really? You're weird, man. You think
it's mince pie, that's how you finish it off. The dry white turkey, the mac and cheese, the broccoli, the rolls, and mince pie.
I never could get a taste for mince pie. I still don't know what the hell's in mince pie.
I don't even know what it is. What are you talking about?
Mince pie? It's like it looks like sweet sloppy Joe. You know, it's like, I don't know what it is. It's
but
like
most
pecans,
of them don't have
raisins.
Meat in it anymore.
No, there's no meat.
No, there's no meat. It's pecans, raisins, a little apple. I mean, it's a wonderful thing.
All right.
It sounds horrible.
All right. I don't love it, but, you know, and I like most things. I love pecan pie. I like pumpkin pie, but mincemeat never did much for me.
You know, I never.
Poor Dan, we're steamrolling the segment.
Yeah, right?
He's all excited.
Next week.
He got all Springsteened up.
I'll talk about what used to be the greatest place in America to get pie.
I'm sorry, Dan.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you got,
tell us, lay it out. So you got to keep it simple.
Well, yeah, keep it simple. Yeah. You know, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and if you're a cranberry sauce person, cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce or cranberry relish, please.
I don't like either.
Okay.
But whatever, you know, that I'll allow that. It's your one personal, you know, personal preference, whatever you want.
Fashman will allow.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's right.
Yes.
But first of all, stick to the basics. Second of all, you got to approach Thanksgiving understanding that the goal is to eat as much as you can possibly eat in one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So first of all, eat Thanksgiving dinner early so you can eat again later.
Right.
Wear loose pants.
Right.
And don't be afraid to take off your pants if they're too restrictive.
But wait, this is the Pashman household. I'm assuming it's just family. Now, see, I'm going to someone's house who I don't know them. It's just me and my wife are going to a friend's family's house. So I feel that maybe if I take off my pants, that would be looked at as a peculiar thing. Am I wrong?
No, pervo is what you're talking about.
That is a problem. Then just where the
loose. What did you just say? First of all. You take off your pants at the table at what point? And then what happens? You take off your pants.
Well, I don't consider it a successful Thanksgiving dinner if I don't end up lying on the dining room floor.
Burping.
With the dog licking my face, wondering if I'm okay.
Go ahead, Riley.
Never mind. I'm not going there this time.
All right, so that's fine. Now, let's talk about plate etiquette. Now, so you lay on the floor. Okay, that's all
the
good.
End. That's the end part.
I have a feeling that your family revolves around you somehow.
No, that's not really true. Okay. It's a team effort of the Pashman family.
Okay, so you're talking that mom, dad, Howie are all laying on the floor naked by the end of the meal? Just holding their stomachs?
Thanksgiving stomachs?
It's like Thanksgiving at Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, right. and the dog is like up on the table licking the plates.
Oh, that's a success. Man, I can see that.
No, usually I'm the only one bold enough to actually drop trout at the table, but that doesn't mean that they don't contribute in their own wacky ways.
Okay, so now what about plate etiquette?
Well, I'm a big proponent of, you know, trying to build the perfect bite.
Okay.
You got to try to build the perfect bite on your fork, and the foundation, the mortar, if you will, for the perfect bite is mashed potatoes.
Okay. Because, so that's at the base.
Well, mashed potatoes hold everything else together.
It's on one forkful.
Exactly.
Okay.
So with your fork, you always want to go for mashed potatoes first.
Okay.
All right. You're laying the foundation.
Yes.
Then stuffing.
Right.
Because stuffing can fall off the fork a little.
Okay.
But if you put the stuffing on the mashed potatoes holds
hold
it
on, I'm writing this down.
Yeah, take notes here.
Yeah, okay.
Jeez, Mary Joseph.
I'll put together a fact sheet for you later
on. Okay. Now, I'm assuming that most of this stuff is reflexive with you now. You don't have to put a lot of thought into it.
Right.
It just happens.
Exactly.
But you're just helping out the people that may not know that. So we got the mortar of mashed potatoes. We got the stuffing. Then you go for a bit of turkey.
Then stab the turkey.
Stab it.
So you swipe the mashed potatoes, swipe the stuffing, stab the turkey, and bam, you have the perfect bite.
That's a good bite. I enjoy mashed potatoes, a little bit of stuffing, turkey, and I will go with a little cranberry relish and maybe a little gravy at the end.
Nice. Oh, wow. A double sauce, huh?
Yeah, I'll do the gravy. What about, where does gravy fall into your life?
I'm not a big gravy person.
Neither is Riley.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are pretty elaborate white people. That's all I can say.
I'm a minimalist. You know, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, that's it.
Now let's talk about the, where do you want to go from here? Do you want to go the day after? Do we want to go for, what happens?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you have your night, frankly, I think that the nighttime post-nap, just sort of picking at the carcass part of the night.
Before everything gets congealed and dried up.
Right. But after it's kind of cooled off.
I got a question.
Please. Okay.
Do you, when you do your turkey, do you take all the meat off the bone right away, or do you leave it on until it's time to
leave it on?
Leave it on.
My dad is in charge of carving the turkey.
I'm a carver.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, believe you on.
But I think that, you know, depending on how many people you're feeding, you need to cut up enough white meat and enough dark meat. I'm a good carver, man.
I believe
it. I can lay it out. Uh-oh. But you should leave, if you can, about half the turkey on the bone.
I picture you carving the turkey being like, wait, is this piece thinner than that piece? Wait, this piece is too thick. Wait, hang on a sec.
No, see, now you're projecting your OCD onto me.
Yeah, that could
be. My OCD doesn't function quite that way. What I need to do is, it's like I get into professional head. I got to cut the joints right, take the legs off right.
Right.
And then what I'll actually remove. I'll cut the top of the turkey in a slit, and then, like, I got to get people out of the kitchen for this. I'll actually pull the entire breast off.
Yes.
And then slice it down.
Slice it that way. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah,
Louis Pashman does the same thing.
Does
he?
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's pro, man.
Yeah.
That's pro. I think I learned that from my ex-father-in-law. But he used to do it. They used to cook the turkey.
That's a very neat way of doing it.
But he would have liked my ex-family, I guess.
people you used to spend Thanksgiving with.
Right. They cooked the turkey at, like, you know, noon, and they'd have it all cut and ready to go by 2, and we wouldn't eat till 4, and it used to bother me because, like, it was dry.
That's a disaster.
No,
we actually, the Pashman family still bemoans a lost Thanksgiving. We went to a family friend's house.
The Pashman family. Let's have a moment of silence for the Thanksgiving that went bad.
Exactly.
We'll throw some beer on the floor.
Yeah. Gravy. A little gravy on the floor for our homies.
Wait, we got to get to the sandwich part. We didn't get to that,
I know that's
important.
Yeah, I mean, the sandwich is the next day. You know, in your ideal sandwich, you want very little bread. You scoop out the bread, scoop out the dough, turkey on the bottom, mashed potatoes, the mortar in the middle to hold it all together, stuffing on top, seal it up, sandwich.
I don't know about the mashed potatoes in the sandwich. Usually for me, a sandwich
just
is maybe
a little, though. Just
maybe
a little.
Turkey. You know what? Turkey, and some dark meat, light meat turkey, and some cranberry relish. That's a good sandwich. Maybe a little stuffing. The potatoes on the bread with the stuffing.
Man. Too exotic.
You need the mortar.
We'll leave it at that. That's Pashman's big. That's the kernel of the philosophy of Pashman.
Yes.
In reference to Thanksgiving, you need the mortar. And I'm sure that could apply to Passover as well, but in a different way.
Very much so.
That's a chorosis, which I'm sure we'll have. I feel a chorosis conversation coming at that time.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Dan.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dan
Pashman. And the new U2 album is excellent. Maybe we'll talk about that later. Here's the liberal agenda. I don't even know. I have the liner notes here, but we'll talk about it later. Here's the liberal agenda. For Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, carry giant balloon float of Paul Krugman. Two, let the smallest child carve the tofurkey. 3, call the Democratic Party. Thank them for nothing. 4, to gain a foothold in the red states, eat until bloated, watch bad football, and lie around belching and farting in a turkey coma. 5, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. Oh, I'm thankful. I'm thankful they decided to wait until after the holiday to round us up and throw us in camps, man. Wake up, people! What's happening, Mark?
Next hour, we're going to get into global warming.
Stay here. We're going to talk about YouTube.
He's the environment reporter for the New York Times. We've got Birth of a Nation and so much more here on Air America Radio.